WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. A drunk SUV driver has been charged with fatally hitting a 13-year-old boy riding his skateboard early this morning in Hamilton. 34-year-old Maurizio Velasquez was charged with death by auto and DWI for crossing the double yellow lines and hitting the boy with his RAV4 on Nottingham Lane. Police did not say why the man crossed over or whether if the drugs were involved. We do know that alcohol was involved at this time. It's going to get more expensive to attend Rutgers. The university approved a tuition hike for the upcoming school year. Fees are going up 2.3%, or about $337. The increase means the average in-state undergraduate student at its New Brunswick campus will pay about $27,681 for the 2018-19 year. Rutgers is apparently facing significant financial challenges. Following this announcement, Stockton University says it will also increase its tuition and fees by 2.5% for the 2018-19 school year. Tuition for a full-time undergraduate in-state student will cost $13,738. That's an increase of $335. The university in Galloway Township currently receives the lowest per-student state aid among the state public colleges. With suicide being the third leading cause of death among teens, Jersey lawmakers want to deal with the problem. Assemblyman Herb Conaway Jr. is the champion behind one that will study the impact of cell phone and social media use on children in school.
There have been some reports and studies, people who look at this that see that there is a relationship, a direct relationship between the amount of social media exposure that a child has and the rate of depression.
Another bill is to conduct annual depression screening starting in middle school in order to get kids the help they need at an earlier age. Both bills do not have a Senate counterpart. A hotel in Atlantic City has been ordered to be vacated today after code enforcement officials declared the property unfit for habitation. City inspectors identified more than 70 code enforcement violations of the Fox Manor Hotel back in May. The Press of Atlantic City says anyone staying at the property was given a 48-hour notice to leave. A room sweep is being conducted before the building is boarded up. Calls to animal hospitals and vets from pet owners who have given their dogs marijuana are on the rise. Dr. Peter Falk of the Jersey Veterinary Medical Association says when a person smokes pot, they expect to feel different, but
if a dog is given something and they have no way of anticipating it and they feel odd internally, they're going to act strange.
He adds you should never give pot to a pet because they can become sick or sometimes even die.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.